By the end of this week, members of Congress hope to head home for a month-long vacation, but before they adjourn, congressional leaders have to work through an ambitious agenda, promising several late-night sessions. Both the House and the Senate are trying to crank out spending bills and are also under pressure to move legislation on a range of other hot-button issues. NPR's David Wellna has more from Capitol Hill.
When Congress was just getting back to Washington after its Independence Day break 3 weeks ago, President Bush laid down his mark for what he wanted lawmakers to accomplish before they take off again next weekend.
This Congress needs to get an education reform bill on my desk before the summer recess. We had a bill pass out of the House by broad margin, a bill pass out of the Senate by broad margin. There is no need for further delay. It is time to get a good reform bill.
But Mr. Bush won't get that education bill from Congress by week's end, just as he won't get the faith-based initiative and patients' bill of rights legislation that he also asked for. John Boehner is an Ohio Republican who chairs the House Education Committee. He says working out an education bill that can pass both chambers takes time.
I understand the interest on the part of the White House in moving quickly. We want to give schools as much notice as we can about these changes. But as I told the president and others, doing this bill right is far more important than doing it in a hurry.
Serious reservations conservative House Republicans have about paying for the education bill appear to be the main obstacle for getting it done. But the House Republican leadership clearly wants members to get some other things done before going home. Friday afternoon, Majority Leader Dick Armey announced a laundry list of legislation he wants the House to act on this week.
The Legislative Branch Appropriations Act, H.R. 2505, the Human Cloning Prohibition Act, the Jordan Free Trade Agreement, and H.R. 4, the Securing America's Future Energy Act of 2001. Members should also be prepared to consider HMO reform legislation and Trade Promotion Authority next week as they become available.
We'll be here till Labor Day if we're going to do all that.
Dick Gephardt, who leads the House Democrats, says he'd love to get to all that legislation this week, but he doubts that will happen.
My worry is that what's happening here is there's an attempt to create an impression that all these things are going to happen. And I wish I shared his confidence that we could get a good patient's bill of rights up in the next week. We would sure love to do that.
If a patient's bill of rights does come up in the House this week, it would only be after another piece of legislation that's bound to touch off quite a battle, a bill to enact the president's national energy plan. A number of moderate Republicans say they'll oppose one of the bill's most controversial provisions, a plan to open up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR, to oil drilling. Freshman Republican Mark Kirk says he'd like to support the president.
But for congressmen, the most important thing is to reflect the will of your constituency back home. For the people of Northern Illinois, we want to protect the environment, we want a strong economy, we want to make sure we shore up our national defense. And in balancing those issues, our views at times may be different than President Bush's. You have to have the courage to be independent when necessary.
The House is expected to vote down the ANWR provision. Its prospects seem no better in the Democratic-controlled Senate, which has no plans to take up energy legislation this week. Assistant Minority Leader Don Nichols says that's certainly not the fault of the White House.
They've made some good recommendations to Congress, and it's important for Congress to act on it. It's easy for Congress to kind of sit back and say, well, we're not going to get around to it, but I think we're being derelict in our duty if that's our position.
Majority Leader Tom Daschle wants the Senate to stay focused this week on passing spending bills. He says procedural delays by Republicans have caused his legislative schedule to slip.
And I'm disappointed that it's slipped for, I would call, inexplicable reasons in some cases. We have been as forthcoming as I think we could possibly be with regard to what Republicans say is their high priority, which is to try to move nominations.
Senate hearings tomorrow to confirm the nomination of Robert Mueller for FBI director begin what promises to be a lively week on the Hill. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.